94.1 FM, KPFA, KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno 88.1, and online at kpfa.org. It's Music of the World. I'm your host, Joanna Manqueros, and it's my pleasure this morning to bring you two very special things for Music of the World. The first is we have Zakir Hussain, Grammy winner for his tabla percussion, this morning speaking with us about an upcoming concert of his at SF Jazz, which we will have tickets for. And then we have live in studio Gautam Tejas and Prasanna Rajin playing bansuri flute and tampura. So I want to welcome Mr. Zakir Hussain to the airwaves of KPFA Radio. Welcome.
Ah, thank you very much. How are you, Joanna?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling in. You're in Austin, Texas, yeah?
Thanks for making time for me.
Listen, your latest collaboration is with the Celtic Working Group. Do you want to talk about why you chose to work with them?
Well, actually, this is a very interesting story for me because it involves my childhood and also involves somebody who created the possibility of making it happen as a child. I'll get to that later, but what happened was the Arts Council of Scotland asked me or commissioned me to bring a couple of Indian musicians to Scotland and work with some Celtic masters to create a new piece of work that could be performed as one of the commissioned pieces of the Arts Council for the year 2011. So I jumped at the chance to do that simply because there is a history of collaboration between Celtic musicians and Indian musicians that go back almost 200 years. And it happened in the northern provinces of India in those days under the British Raj, where the musicians from both countries were part of the marching bands of the armies at that time. And in that situation, they played instruments that went well together. And so the pipes were from the Celtic part of the country that came into the army. Now, there is an instrument that sounds similar to the pipes in India, and that instrument is called shehnai or sundari in the folk world. And so the shehnai players were paired with the pipes player. The snare drum, marching drum, was paired with an instrument called halgi, and the big bass drum of the army was paired with the dhol of the Punjabs and the Maharashtra. So those coming together, they, in their spare time, I guess they played together, and they developed a very interesting hybrid folk music that combined the Celtic and the Indian folk musics, and an interesting repertoire developed. And I used to hear that music in procession bands in Bombay or Mumbai, where I grew up, in various festivals. And this band would play the pipes, the shehnais, the boron, the halgi of Maharashtra drums, the Punjabi dhol, all playing, and shehnai, all playing together and playing this very interesting music, which had nothing to do or didn't sound anything like Indian folk music. So therefore, when the Arts Council of Scotland got me to do this, I just jumped at the chance, brought the Indian musicians, and got together with the Celtic guys. And that's how this actually happened. The process was very interesting because when we started to talk about the music between the Celts and the Indians, we found that the mythology of both the musics were based in the same roots. We talked about the heroes in the songs, which in the Celtic world were very glorified in the songs, and there were similar songs in Indian mythology that glorified the greats like Lord Rama or the great prince warrior Arjuna from the Mahabharata, and they sounded exactly same the way the words were and the melodies were and so on. So that really made the job much easier, and instead of coming up with new music based on the two tradition. I just decided that we should just take the songs, which are the same on both ends of the world, and mesh them together and play them as one. And that's how this all came together.
Zakir, you brilliantly describe something that it seems that Indian musicians have been doing since the dawn of time, really, which is gathering in cultures who come to your lands and taking their music and making something brand new. I'm thinking of the harmonium. I'm thinking of so many different traditions of people coming in from the north, from the Afghani areas, and bringing music to the south, and the tradition in India of making it something new, and that you've been on the cutting edge of that for so long. I mean, you won a Grammy in 2009 for the Global Drum Project with Mickey Hart and Giovanni Hidalgo. What is it like to have so many different cultural rhythms in your mind at one time?
Well, my father once told me, son, just be a good student. Don't try to be a master. And you'll get by just fine, and that really is true. Life, whether it's music or it's any kind of art like painting or sculpting or anything, any creative process, it's a learning experience, and it always will be from the day you start doing it till the day you die. So the whole process of going through various interactions, whether it's with Mickey Hart or Ola Tunji or Ayerto Morera or Giovanni Hidalgo or even my Indian percussion colleagues that I've worked with and the Japanese Kodo drums or Bela Fleck or Edgar Meyer or John Handy or Charles Lloyd or anybody, it's all something that helps me to grow as a musician. I'm learning when I'm playing with them, and the learning process involves me seeing myself or hearing myself through their eyes and ears. And because when I'm sitting in my own world, there are times when I'm missing out or just gloss over certain nooks and corners of my music which need a second look. But I've not had the time. But playing with different new musicians like John McLaughlin or anybody, playing with them just shows me certain shades of my music which I may have ignored. And so it helps me to grow and learn. Now, tabla is a very versatile instrument. It has a technique and the sound that allows it to be able to fit well with any form of music, any form of rhythmic pattern, whether it's jazz or Latin or pop or hip-hop or rap or Japanese or Chinese or Korean or anything. So that makes it much easier for me to just jump into a collaboration with greats like Hamza Eldeen or Mickey or anybody and find my own way through it and learn from them and be able to print what I've learned from them onto my tabla and therefore grow as a musician. So that's the challenge and inspiration that allows me as a student to be able to do all these interactions and the love that all these great musicians have shown in their ability to teach me what to do.
If you just joined us, you've been listening to Zakir Hussain. He's a multi-Grammy winner and a tabla percussionist, and he'll be performing at SF Jazz April 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. in San Francisco, and we will have tickets for both nights for that show to callers number 5 and callers number 10, which I will take at the end of this interview at 510-848-4425. Mr. Hussain, I just have to ask you about this one piece of music, because every time I play it, I get calls, and it's Sheila Chandra's Lament of McCrimmon, and it was the first time I had ever heard the Celtic music played beautifully, I think, with Indian, and I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are about her piece.
I'm sorry, the last part got lost a little bit in the volume went down.
Do you know Sheila Chandra, Lament of McCrimmon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the piece I was asking you about, because I think that was, for many of us, that was the first collaboration we'd heard with, Indian and Celtic together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very haunting. Both traditions have a very deep connection with the roots. And therefore, it speaks from the heart of the land and the tradition that they represent. And the music, as you hear it and you've heard it, affects you especially because it brings you to the core of what these traditions are all about. And to me, that's what's special about the piece of music you're talking about, is that, you know, it's organic, it's fresh, it's pristine, it's pure. And so in that sense, it's one of the most positive energy frequency that comes at you. And that's what's special about it.
You know, I think you're right. Having traveled in northern Scotland, in the Highlands, the quality of the land was very beautiful and very haunting. And I think it is captured in the music, as you so well said. So, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is that you were born in Mumbai, and that's an area where there's a lot of Carnatic drumming and mridangam. And did you ever get interested in that style of music, or were you always drawn to the tabla? I know you were on stage and performing by 11 years old.
Well, I feel a special relationship with the tabla. I feel that I have established you know, a deep contact with the spirit of this instrument, and the spirit has accepted me, and I'm very, very, you know, lucky and flattered that that has happened, and so I feel that I could express any rhythmic idea, any rhythmic pattern, and pay homage to any rhythmic tradition through my tabla. So I never felt that I needed to play any other percussion instrument, but I've always felt the need to be able to learn the language of all rhythmic instruments and rhythmic patterns, and take it onto my instrument. I asked George Harrison once when we were in a studio together, and I said, "Why don't you play the sitar more? Because you've studied it." And he said, "I can play the sitar, but I cannot do proper justice or pay, you know, the deep homage that I need to this music through that instrument, because I'm limited as a player there. But I can take that music and play it on my guitar and bow to that tradition and pay homage." And it made sense to me. So and that's what I do with my tabla. So yes, I've learned the mridangam traditions, I've learned the tabil traditions and kanjira and ghatam traditions, and I've also learned Latin percussion or shamanic rhythmic traditions. And but I find that I can do best justice to what I have learned from these great traditions by imprinting them on my tabla and bringing to people what that hybrid is like.
Your father was Alaraka, one of the greatest tabla players of the last century. I was thinking when I was watching a YouTube video of you playing and your hands seem to be flying. Do you ever get, like, hand strain, or do you have issues with your hands? Because your hands are your art.
Well, it's, you know, when you talk to some swami or sadhu or yogi, and it's not like... I remember one yogi, the Swami Vishnu Devanand. He was pudgy. He had a belly and, you know, looked very cherubic. And, you know, so it at once, the first class, you looked at him and you said, "This guy's fat," or something. But all the yoga asanas were most impressively done by this swami. And he wrote a book and did that. And you could watch and say, how can this body do it? So the thing is, he grew up doing it, and in the process of doing what was required, he developed in his body the immunity or that were required to be able to face any negative elements that might arrive. Similarly, when you're learning tabla, or you're learning sitar, or you're learning sarod, or anything, all the elements that are taught to you, all the exercises that are given to you, are designed in such a way that they actually help your body to be able to counter any what you may call professional hazards that might arrive. So we grew up doing that. Like, for instance, I also do some special meditative and yogic exercises that I've done since I was 40 years ago, and I still do them, and I find that my hands, luckily and thank God, have not developed any arthritis or anything. I'm 64 years old, and I've been playing this music for so long, and the practice sessions as a young child were anywhere between 5, 6, 7 hours. And later on, when I grew up became a musician full time, I'd be with my tabla 8 to 10 hours a day. So, and the hands doing those exercises got to a point, and even my hips or my legs being cross sitting for many hours have developed a special, some sort of a security wall that allows me to be able to work around and have no issues as far as wear and tear is concerned.
The last time I saw you, the last time I saw you perform was at Stern Grove as part of Tabla Beat Science with Bill Laswell.
Oh, yeah.
And Chebby Sabah. And I just wanted to ask you what that experience was like for those of us here in the Bay. It was a free concert, and it was a stunning experience.
That particular day was very electrifying, magical. I mean, Chebby was there, and Sultan Khan, the great Sarangi Maestro, both have now gone onwards to a different place and a better place. But their energy and the energy of Kirsch and Bill and medieval pandits and, the way the audience reacted to that. I mean, I did not expect that. I said, we are playing these grooves, and there are these special, atmospheric sounds coming off it, and there is this melodic element that Sultan Khan is providing, and it's a big, huge place, and there's got like 10,000 odd people. How is the music going to get to them, and are they even going to respond to it? But the way it came back from them, the energy, it was like a magic carpet that the stage was flying on, and we just felt so elated, so like this journey, this flight that we were on, and it was never ending, and it was like the flight of the seven heavens, and we saw that we just went through the whole energy exchange between the audience and us. I have to say that that's still with me, that kind of energy, that kind of just oneness that appeared in that kind of music. I mean, we see that in Indian music and in the meditative forms that Indian music follows, but it's rare to see that in hip-hop or electronica or rap music, and that day it happened.
It happened, and with Gigi from Ethiopia on vocals, it was in a tremendous experience. Zakir Hussain, tabla master, whose percussion has won him Grammys, music featured on the soundtrack for Apocalypse Now, the film Little Buddha, and of course Tabla Beat Science, and he's going to be performing on the 2nd and 3rd of April at SF Jazz as part of the Celtic combination of Zakir Hussain and Celtic Working 2, and I'll be playing some music from that, but I want to ask you to do a station ID for us right now, Mr. Hussain.
Okay. Well, I do want to tell the listeners is that you're listening to Joanna Mancaro's at Music of the World on KPFA. This is Zakir Hussain, and I'd like you to stay tuned to this channel, always.
Thank you so much for that. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take the callers and get the ticket winners. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to play a sample of the Celtic Working 2 and with your work. And I'm going to bid you adieu, and I will see you at SF Jazz on April 2nd, Mr. Hussain.
Absolutely, Joanna. Thanks for giving me some time.
It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning to KPFA.
My pleasure. Ciao.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, listeners, here you go. So tickets are going to be for SF Jazz, April 2nd and 3rd. Callers number 5 and number 7, 510-848-4425. And now, for the musicians patiently waiting here in the studio, they are all tuned up. Gautam Tejas on tambura and vocals, Prasanna Rajin playing bansuri flute, and they will be performing in just a moment. We'll take a quick listen to the Celtic Working 2 and Zakir Hussain while I answer phones, and then the live concert. Listeners, you can hear there the beautiful mastery of Zakir Hussain on tabla, playing with Celtic Working 2, and they will be performing at SF Jazz April 2nd and 3rd. I do have winners for those tickets, but I really recommend you guys buy tickets. Go to sfjazz.org. And now, without further ado, we are going to have a live concert here in the KPFA studios. Welcome, Gautam Tejas.
Thank you, Johanna. It's a pleasure to be here, and, you know, I bet by now I have some friends among the listeners, it's a privilege to be able to establish a relationship with listeners over time like this, living in Berkeley as I do. So, I primarily sing, as you guys will get to hear, maybe in item number two, but today I'm going to do a special thing. I have a flute player, Prasanna Rajan, here with me, and he's going to play a bit, and I'm going to try and, for Zakir Hussain's sake, I hope he's still listening. Hope you're still listening. I'm going to try and acquit myself, as they say, on kanjira, which he mentioned is a South Indian instrument. And Johanna, make sure you're good with the levels, because this thing packs a punch. It looks small, but packs a punch, kind of like me.
I'm on it.
All right. So, here we go. Hit it, Prasanna, when you're ready.
All right. Thank you.
Just been listening to Gautam Tejas live here on KPFA on Music of the World. And wow, that was a really beautiful duet, you guys.
Thank you.
Can you also mention about, you know, what you're doing on the bansuri a little bit?
Yeah, so the song I last played is called Sarasamukhi. And for the viewers out there, the ragam is called Gauram Alhar, and it's set to a six-beat thalam called Rupaka Thalam. And the composer is Sorry about that.
That's okay. You nailed it anyways, right?
Yeah. Hopefully. Good job. Yeah.
Got it deep down in you. So you guys are going to do a duet with singing?
Yeah, we will, yeah. You ready for us?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Appeals to anyology. Appeals to anyology. Appeals to in an information age, crowd out salutary shadows, where clandestine impossibilities thrive. Appeals to anyology in an information. And but I'm bored by practically y'all evidence. Science has occupied the altar, but I'm bored by practically y'all evidence. Where does all the leverage come from? What's the fulcrum? Whose work is done? Where does all the leverage come from? What's the fulcrum? Whose work is done? Where does all let the unknown remain wild like the whale. Let the unknown remain wild like the whale. Let the unknown remain wild like the whale. In other planets, seas appeal to any ology in an information age. Crowd out solitary shadows where clandestine impossibilities
I was having a conversation with a caller who said that the music was just blowing his mind, and he loved the connection of hearing Zakir Hussain initially and then hearing you transposing these Indian pieces to English music.
Yeah, I suppose there's some thread, you know. I think the thread is honesty, really. I mean, what I respect most about Zakir Hussain, among the many things I respect about him, is that he sounds like Zakir Hussain. You know, he does what occurs to him and what he hears, and he does an incredible job of it. His control over the instrument and over the, you know, what he wants to get across gets across, and that's a great, you know, testament to his craft. And in what I do, I strive for that same honesty. But, you know, I'm a different person, and so what it means for me is a little different, and what I do is a little different. But yeah, that's an honor to hear that the connection means something to someone.
Well, and I think what was so cool about what the caller said was that he felt like it was opening up his mind this morning, and that all of the ideas and the thoughts and the discussions were one thing, but the sounds that he was hearing were kind of clearing out his head. And that
antihistamine, that's another function of mine. I should add that to the, no extra charge, don't worry.
So Gautam Tejas is the voice you've just been hearing sing. And can you repeat your name, Mr. Amazing Bansuri Player?
Yeah, my name is Prasanna Rajan.
Prasanna Rajan, my iPhone went dead halfway through the show with all my info in it. And it was really funny because as it was going dead, you were singing about technology.
There you go.
And yeah. I thought, you know what? I just got to keep it real and just ask you, like, your name. Dude.
Yeah, you know, so kids these days, I mean, I'm still kind of a kid these days, but there are real kids these days. And they go around with their iPhones, like, changing what's on playing on this closed circuit television in their high schools and stuff. There's all kinds of stuff that happens. So if with my song I can, you know, send a magnetic shockwave and turn off your iPhone, then I feel as if I've done my job. You know?
Totally. You nailed it, Gautam. So Gautam Tejas has been the executive director of the Sangati Center here in the Bay Area, bringing musicians from all over India to perform in a sacred space, I would call it. And he is now performing much more and doing more singing. And he's going to be performing on the 28th of March, which is this Saturday night, at the Subterranean Art House, which is my favorite venue to see him sing. And this will be a show at, is it going to be 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, that one, yeah.
7 o'clock. And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to caller number 4 for that show. Again, Saturday night, the 28th of March at 7 p.m. And then you also have another show at Studio Grand, I believe, on the 16th of April.
That's it, Thursday the 16th of April. That show is featuring a great mridangam player named Anantha R. Krishnan, a.k.a. Mr. Dungam.
Mr. Dungam.
That's his alias.
That mridangam, again, is the South Indian drum that's kind of the brother, you could call it, to the tabla.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's different, but from the same family. So that show, again, is at Studio Grand, April 16th. And you want to give away a pair for that, too? Studio Grand is in Oakland, right by the Grand Lake Theater. So,
exactly, yes. I'll give away one pair for the show at Subterranean Art House on Saturday night at 7 this week, and then one pair for the 16th of April at Studio Grand.
Yes, and in case, you know, for those of you who call in and want to come but don't get the tickets, there's information on my website about both shows, and you can get tickets in advance, too.
What's your website?
GautamTejasGanesan.com. Got that? GautamTejasGanesan.com. Maybe go to the KPFA site and maybe there'll be a link or something. Or look for Indian Music Berkeley, I don't know, somehow. If you want to find me, you'll find me.
Well, just remember, guys, that his last name is the correct pronunciation of the state of Texas. It's T-E-J-A-S. And then you have the god Ganesh, right?
With yeah, that's Ganesha. My middle name. And yeah, Ganeshan is my last
the
name.
The Bansuri player is looking at me like, you got to kill this lady. You got to go back to the music.
Speaking of which, do you want us to do another? Or what?
I totally do. I want you guys to do one more song for these lucky callers to call me up. So why don't I do this? I'll take caller number 3 for Saturday night and caller number 5 for the Studio Grand. 510-848-4425. And these guys are figuring out what they're going to perform for you next. Yeah. Live concert here on Music of the World on KPFA.
Yeah. So here we go. In this song, there's one phrase that occurs that, and when I've done it in concerts, I never seem to be able to really get my hands around this one phrase. So I'll hope that when that one comes up, you don't know which one it is. No, I'll hope I do a good job. Okay, here we go.
Finally, my favorite pants began to fray. Finally, my favorite pants began to fray. Finally, my favorite pants began to fray. Day, what was mine fell away, became undone. Finally, my favorite pants began to fray. One fine day, what was mine fell away, became undone. Finally, my favorite pants began to fray. One fine day, what was mine fell away. Finally, my favorite dance began to fray. Learning unraveling, every hand like a child. wink on everything. At last, woken up from sleeping, no more growing. Time to make a showing now. Done with sewing on everything. At last, woken up from sleeping, no more growing. Time to make a showing now. Done with sewing on everything. At last, woken up from sleeping, no more growing. Time to make a showing. Done with sewing on to reaping. At last, woken up from sleeping, no more growing. Time to make a showing. But whatever I wear, wear the
beautiful. So, listeners, we do have winners for both of those shows, and you can have the pleasure of seeing this performance Saturday night, the 28th of March, with Gautam Tejas Ganesham. And also at Studio Grand, a great question was asked by the winner, which is, what time is the show? And I didn't catch that.
The Studio Grand show is at 8:30 p.m.
8:30 p.m. in Oakland, Studio Grand. Excellent. I want to thank you both so much for coming in and playing live this morning on Music of the World.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure, as always.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience.
Thank you so much. And we will have a recording of this up on the archives for 2 weeks. So again, Gautam Tejas Ganesham and
Prasanna Rajan.
Awesome. On Bansuri. Thanks again, gentlemen.